B-Pod Studios.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston!
It's the Get Up Crew.
On Hot 96.9.
Turn it up!
In the morning.
All right, I gotta do a lot of recapping here because this story is crazy. If you were listening yesterday, then you heard when we spoke to Sarah and Mike. So, Sarah, I'm just going to play what she said to Mike. There's a lot of moving parts with this, but this is what happened yesterday when we had Sarah and Mike on. Sarah and Mike are married and have a 6-year-old child, okay?
I think that there might be a possibility that our son isn't yours.
Oh, Jesus. Wow. How many other guys? Was it just one other guy or a couple other guys?
It was two other guys.
Two other guys?
Okay,
yeah,
two other
seriously?
Guys. So, after a little back and forth, Sarah and Mike agreed to do a DNA test if we paid for it. And we, you know, we told them if you let us announce the results on the air. So, we found the two other guys. Tomorrow we're going to talk to one of them, but we have one of them on the phone right now. It's Randy. He's one of the guys that Sarah said could be the father of her son.
Mm-hmm.
So, Randy, are you there?
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. She said it was like 6 years ago at UNH. Do you remember her?
I don't know. Like, I don't want to like sound like I'm the man or anything, but man, I had a lot of in college.
Oh my god!
Vaguely, you know.
So you could so it could be yours.
If that's what she's saying, I'm not thrilled about it. You know,
Jesus.
I really got like three kids from, you know, three other kids that I'm not even with.
Oh, you know, my God. Are you kidding me, dude?
I didn't sign up for that. You know, if they didn't let me know beforehand, why am I responsible? I don't have anything to do with them. I don't ask for any time. They don't ask for any money. You know, I'm buying a motorcycle. I'm doing my I don't have time for someone else making a bad decision. This sucks.
What?
This really...
Hold on. Can I ask you a question, Randy?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is going to be probably a dumb question, but have you ever heard of protection?
Have you ever heard of both people taking responsibility?
Yeah, I'm not saying you're 100% at fault here. However, you're the one that's out here saying you don't want kids. You have a certain lifestyle, whatever. So you're not going to take the proper precautions for that?
Okay, well, here, how about this? I can't get pregnant, okay? So maybe they should have spoken up and said, hey, we're not doing this without a rubber. Like, if I'm not going to put on a rubber, it's their responsibility because they're the one who's going to have to deal with the repercussions, not me. And, like, every other person I was with the exception of these three, if something happened, they took plan B, except for maybe now this chick, whoever she is.
I can't.
So,
make it stop.
I don't know why I'm asking this, but, do you hope that he's yours?
Really, Ramiro?
Oh, yeah. Totally thrilled. I can't wait. Yeah, no, of course not.
Okay, so we set up for you to take the test and all that stuff, so we'll get that taken care of today, and then we'll get the results for Friday. Okay? And by Friday, you'll know if you're going to be a bad father to another kid, I guess.
That's exactly what I would be, so hopefully I'm not the dad.
I hope to God this guy ain't it. I'm sorry.
Well, that makes both of us. We have something in common.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.